This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Right on time. Here we are at 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of what's going on officially from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to do what he does. How do you like that for a staccato? It's Michael Harrison on the job.
That voodoo that you do so
yes,
well.
Right. There's a moldy oldie for you.
But great, anyway. Great words.
Yeah. Our job is to go through the top 10 people list, top 10 story list, according to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, listening to and getting into the heads of program directors and hosts of programs all around the country. Your input, by the way, it's always listed at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. Those lists are there. So let us go, first of all, through the lists, and then I want to talk about somebody who is very special to me who's on the list. So let's go through the list first, Michael.
All right. Number 10, we have Chaos in Haiti, and that's tied at number 10 with the death of our good friend. I say that I don't say
I want to talk about him.
Joe Lieberman.
Yep.
At number 9, the NBC McDaniel controversy. At number 8, the FTC investigates TikTok. The ISIS Moscow attack at number 7. At number 6, the Supreme Court's abortion pill hearing. At number 5, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 4, the Israel-Gaza war, and that's tied with U.S.-Israel relations. At number 3, the Baltimore Bridge accident. At number 2, Trump's legal battles. At number 1, the presidential race. It was a crazy week. The People's Survey, Joe Lieberman is at 10, Rona McDaniel at 9, number 8, Mike Johnson, number 7, Vladimir Putin, number 6, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, number 5, Benjamin Netanyahu, at number 4, Juan Marchand and Lauren Marchand, at number 3, RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan. And number 2 is Donald Trump, and number 1 is Joe Biden. A lot of things happened this past week. I mean, it always does, but this has been a particularly explosive week in terms of unexpected news.
I wonder how many of our brethren were familiar with, had the chance to get to know or to talk to or to interview Joe Lieberman during the heyday of his being in the Senate. I remember the first time I ever talked to him, he was from Connecticut. And he was Attorney General, if I'm not mistaken.
He was
in Connecticut. You were close to him because you live close there.
I was on the radio at WTIC for 2 years, which is the top station in Connecticut.
Right.
And he was the guy that was on my show more than anybody.
Right. He loved talk radio, and talk radio loved him.
Yeah.
He was a gentle giant in terms of, wasn't a big man, but I mean in terms of impact. His attitude, I remember being, was a talker, there was I'm trying to remember whether you were, I'm kind of stumbling because I'm remembering for the first time having dinner with him and his wife, her name,
Hadassah,
right, yes, and how friendly he was. He was on my program, too, all the time, because he was a voice of reason. You know me, I don't want extremists of one side or the other, but he... when the opportunity came to talk about politics and had some common sense approaches to it, he was always the guy you called on. And I didn't realize that whatever was going on, it's been a couple of years since I talked to him. I don't know how long it's been since you talked with him. But he was busy. Apparently, the last day of his life, he was working on a joint statement warning his fellow Democrats, even though he was a kind of an independent. He was a Democrat. He ran with Al Gore on that ticket that probably should have won but didn't when Bush won. Anyway, he said that the Dems will not be able to count on Jewish votes if they abandon Israel. And I thought that, you know, you get right down to the brass tacks of it. Somebody produced his notes in his handwriting, and the date was the day that he died. 2 or 3 hours, as a matter of fact. He fell down. I don't know if people know this. He wasn't sick, but he fell down. And this happens to so many people. He was 82. Happens to so many people. It's a great warning, if you will, to be careful as you are stepping, literally, one foot after the other. Because sometimes as you get a little bit older, you don't step as firmly as you had when you were younger. And in this circumstance, he lost his balance, went down, and in essence died from complications after that fall in his home.
Yeah, yeah. Terrible.
So,
but you make a good point about being careful. So many people who are considered elderly, which is a term that sometimes is a little bit abused. Yeah, but when older folks die sometimes out of the blue, it's because they fell down and you know, you break a bone, you break a hip, something like that. It's very hard to recover from that. So yeah, that is a terrible loss. Yes, when I last spoke to Lieberman, I did an interview with him in 2018.
Wasn't he in the Michael Harrison interview? Remember that?
2018, and that interview is posted right now at talkers.com. You go to talkers.com, and the first story about Lieberman contains a link to a half-hour interview that I conducted with him a couple of years into the Trump presidency, and he was very candid and very balanced.
Well, he always kind of was. Both of those words are very appropriate for him all of the way, at least when I knew him, for as long as I knew him, those are the two words that I would say would best describe him, frankly.
Yeah.
The epitome of really being fair and balanced. Yeah. That was Joe Lieberman.
He was not without controversy, though.
No.
He was very supportive of George W. Bush's invasion of Iraq following 9/11. Which,
and he was wrong on that and admitted it.
I suspect that there was a lot of wrongness about that.
Yeah.
You know.
You think?
You
know, really, what was your first clue?
I used to scratch my head back then and wonder why a lot of people were blinded for that, including Lieberman.
Let's stop for a second there. Now, as you said that, I'm reminded of how present George Bush, when he was running for president in 2000, was at the talk seminars, all over Talkers, the access that he had through you and Talkers to a lot of talk radio hosts.
In fact, I think we were responsible for Bush winning because we had a lot of hosts from Florida at the conference that he spoke at when he was a candidate, right before he was elected.
Yeah.
And I invited Bush and I invited Gore to speak to the talk show hosts. This is very much the reason why the Democrats don't have the same level of favor in talk radio as the Republicans. The Democrats sent me back a note saying, send a letter. And the Republicans sent a note saying, send directions.
We'll be there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Send directions. Okay, you're going to have 300 radio talk show hosts in one room?
Yeah,
hello. All over the country. Send directions. We'll be there. and let me say one other thing. One of the reasons that Gore lost, and of course we know he won the popular vote and all that, but one of the reasons he lost the election in the weird fashion that he did was he did not tap into the abilities and the popularity of Joe Lieberman.
Right.
During that campaign, and every time all of the friends of Lieberman would ask for the access to him that they had prior to him running for vice president, it would get squashed because it had to go through the Gore campaign.
Right.
Gore also snubbed any support from Bill Clinton. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they didn't like each other.
Clinton offered his support, and Gore didn't want to be associated too closely with Clinton. So two of his assets, Lieberman and Clinton, were shunned by the Gore campaign, and all of that led to his amazing defeat. Remember, for a month they couldn't
figure it out. You didn't know who was going to be the next president,
right?
Yeah. And then the Democrats said, well, the Republicans in the Supreme Court fixed it. It's just what it does, and this is an aside from what we really are talking about here, although elections and politics and the presidential race, number one, you know, the whole joke that is the Supreme Court. I'm sorry. Well, the joke is, yeah, the Supreme Court is a joke. But the Electoral College is a joke. You need to be, your vote needs to count. And it doesn't under that circumstance. And interestingly enough, I'm looking at this, at a copy of this paper, and basically what Joe Lieberman is saying to Joe Biden is you can't count on pro-Israel Jewish votes. You can't mortgage your votes to what we call the two-state solution, Michigan and Minnesota. There's a lot of stuff in, and there's an aside now, about where the votes are, where the people, there are 2.5 million Muslims that live in this country. This is kind of sticking with the political focus, if you will, which is number one. But I had no idea that, I dug into this because I've been on a plane a lot this week, and the fact that it's 2.5 million, and most of them live either in Michigan or in Minnesota. I guess I knew because of Dearborn with all the Muslims that live there in the suburban area of Detroit, but I didn't have any idea that there were so many in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And how does that shape the landscape as well as, you know?
What it does is it focuses tremendous power to small points geographically, and mm-hmm. That plays into what some consider to be the flaws of the Electoral College.
So the statement that I read here continues on focusing on Jewish voters. And to the Democrats, if you want to have support among the Jewish contingent, you better not abandon Israel. I mean, that's basic it. You want the support of the anti-Israeli extremists, you want the party to be known for that, then keep going in the direction. That's basically, I'm paraphrasing, but if you want the people who don't like America to be your supporters, then you keep going down the road that you're going down. Which I thought was, you know, among other things, pretty good advice. Losing Lieberman is something, a sad thing for America. It's 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates are...
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys...
I'm bored.
A pack of fireworks...
This is going to be awesome.
...and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the last week. Well, actually, next week is the last week. This is the second last. It feels like the end, because everybody's always talking about the beginning of baseball and the beginning of April. Things start growing. Easter is upon us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we are in the next to last week of the month, and Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine to go through that list that is so prominent every week, the top 10 stories, according to the research on news talk radios around the country. And then you should have an international version, right? The Talkers international version of the top 10 stories and top. I suspect that much of it will be the same, but it'd be kind of fun, because news talk has become a big format all around the world, no matter what the language. We kind of think that, and maybe we were the originators of it here in America, but you know, we have, I know, you know, and I know some of the consultants that travel overseas all the time to talk to these people that are running news talk stations in England and in France and in Spain and Italy and China. They don't really, they have a little of it, but it's all state run. You know, everything's public in China, public radio, et cetera. So, anyway, you have, oftentimes during this portion of the Good Day program, we talk about social media. The song and the words that have gone viral from your efforts with Gun Hill Road, the latest performance from these folks, if you haven't heard it either on this program or Good Day or elsewhere, it's about scamming and scammers. It's called Scammers. And you found that you've hit a road bump or perhaps a wall with social media because of some of the words and your basic...
The song Damn Scammers, Get Off My Phone by Gun Hill Road, which I co-wrote with three other members of the band, has been shadow banned by YouTube.
What does that mean?
Google. It means that they're not throwing it off, but they are doing nothing to help it. It's very difficult to find it. It doesn't come up among people's offerings that are interested in scams. Have you noticed with YouTube, they always show you things that are available that are just happen to be your interest. Mm-hmm. That's why we're having such a bubble universe, bubble universes. Everybody thinks that everybody's interested in what they're interested in because the social media algorithms just send them stuff that it thinks, whatever it is, it's artificial intelligence, it's computer intelligence, thinks they're interested in, which is the key to going viral. So make a long story short, The early warning computers at Google said that Dan Scammer's Get Off My Phone by Gun Hill Road contains shocking content.
Bully.
And, well, whatever. Shock. Well, I looked at it objectively. When I co-wrote the song, we discussed that this might meet resistance. I mean, basically, it has the premise that scammers are terrible. Okay? They're bad. And that they should, and this is where we became satirical, that they should die. And they should die by firing squad. They should die by hanging. They should die by electrocution. They should die by castration. They should die by being blown up by a drone. I mean, the violence in this song is profound. And the images are of the violence are, artistic. But, you know, and the scammers are depicted as the most hideously ugly trolls that you could imagine. So if you look at it through the brain of a computer as opposed to the brain of a comedian or a social critic or somebody who understands the arts, it can, on first glance, appear to be a very dangerous song. But it's not. It's comedic. It's shining, laughter and light on a very serious subject. Right. So it's basically dead in the water at YouTube. If people want to see it, though, you can through the secret entrance is scammersvideo.com. Scammersvideo.com, and let us know what you think.
All right, there it is. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continuing shortly on the Talk Radio Countdown. Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 120.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration approving $60 million in emergency relief funding for the state of Maryland after Tuesday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. A request came in from Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Amazon's throwing more money at its investment in AI startup Anthropic. It added $2.75 billion to its $1.25 billion investment, making the San Francisco startup Amazon's most important partner. The popular Disneyland attraction had to be closed down when someone spread cremated human remains. USA's John Schaefer.
The incident happened earlier this week on the Star Wars attraction Rise of the Resistance. It's not the first time it's happened at the Anaheim, California theme park either. Guests have previously selected It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the Haunted Mansion as places to scatter the ashes of their loved ones.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, here we are back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have Stephen J.J. Wiseman coming along. He always reflects on the legal ramifications of some of the stories, and there certainly are a lot of them with regard to the ship and what's happening in Baltimore. But there are a couple of other things that are related to other stories that are on the list, Michael, this week that I thought you and I should talk about. Going back to Israel and the Middle East and what's happening there, the International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to increase humanitarian aid to Gaza to address the famine there. They also have called for Hamas to release Israeli hostages because they want to be balanced. They want to seem to be balanced. The president of the Palestinian Authority has announced that there's a new cabinet they've shaken up because the people in Palestine kind of are getting the drift that this is not all one way. Even though the anger and the animus is aimed at Israel, you know, the Palestinians, because of the influence of Hamas and Iran, some of the people there have figured out, you know, that this, all of this stuff is not happening to benefit them. So you wonder out loud how much influence really the International Court of Justice has, because Putin continues to get away with what he's gotten away with, and, you know, by any measure, he should be on trial for gross... anything you can think of.
War crimes
that he's committed, and he's still, nobody's gone, they don't have the balsam. There's no leadership. There's no strength. They just talk. And that's why it's not of much value. Would you agree?
Well, it's of value at least that they talk, but it doesn't necessarily lead to any type of action or conclusion. So,
right.
You know,
yeah.
It's frustrating. If there were no places to talk about it, though, we'd be even in worse condition.
Yeah.
You know, people complain about these courts and the UN and things of that nature. But imagine if we didn't have any way of sitting at the table. It'd be difficult. And,
yeah.
And world opinion, you know, is something that's very difficult to view in one
gauge.
Take. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's it's just the press interpretation of it. The world is far more diverse and complicated and uncontrollable than we realize. And it's our systems, our media, our language, our social norms that try to make sense of things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really look at it objectively, we live in a very dangerous, chaotic maelstrom of emotion.
We sure do. All right, let's go back to the politics, the presidential race, things that are going on in the individual states. For example, Pennsylvania's mail-in ballot. The date, they have a rule that says you have to, you have to vote at a certain time or by a certain time. There's a requirement for the voters in Pennsylvania to put accurate handwritten dates on the outside of the envelope. This runs afoul, as far as I'm concerned, Michael, of anything that has common sense. Why we have mail-in ballots, why you vote early, any of this stuff, it's... You know, all it does is open up a can of worms. So the third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled to uphold enforcement. I'm reading this directly from the ruling. To uphold enforcement of the required date on return envelopes, which is a mandate that caused a lot of votes to be declared invalid 2 years ago. And so who knows who really won? People think... And there's this little nuance. I mean, who pays attention to it? Even though it says in the rules, but there's a page of rules when you do the mail-in ballot. Why bother? Go to the voting poll and vote. Because your vote, all these people's votes didn't count because they didn't put the date that they mailed it on the outside of the envelope. I mean, think about that. And that rule obviously, it's in other states as well. But I just, I find it, it's obnoxious. Frankly,
mm-hmm.
The civil rights laws and appeals court and all the other people that weighed in, you make it so much more, they keep talking, they're trying to convince us that this makes it easier and more people can vote, but it doesn't. And this is a perfect example of why it doesn't. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know if you're right or wrong. You're expressing a view that there's no conclusion to it. I don't know. I don't know if you're right or wrong, but I do know that you are airing a concern that many people have,
mm-hmm.
and that as we transition into different forms of technology when it comes to the voting process, which has always been a fractured situation, every state has its own voting laws and its own rituals, it becomes even more complicated. But the history of elections in the U.S. and throughout the world have been wrought with these kinds of questions.
Yeah.
I mean, recounts. And it's always funny, whenever they have a recount, the number is different.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You know.
So you keep recounting them from right. now till the end of time.
So nobody cares when it's a clear-cut victory. It's considered to be, all right, a fraction of a point here or there, whatever. It doesn't matter when one candidate is a clear victor. But when we have these complicated, very, very narrow elections in a very polarized country, and then you add on top of it the inconsistencies, nuances, and quirks of the Electoral College, well, we could argue the validity of elections no matter what.
Yep.
No matter what. So, I can't say whether you're right or you're wrong. You certainly present an interesting overview of it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think there's a right or a wrong to easily be determined at this point. I think we have a lot of problems running this complicated world where now everything is out there in your face, both true and fake, and this is a crisis that is taxing the limits of human intelligence.
Right.
That's all.
So last night I was listening to Mark Levin as I was driving around Los Angeles. And he was talking about Trump, as he usually does, and talking about Biden, as he usually does. I mean, there's no difference in the strain. of the focus. But it's interesting because Obama and Clinton went with Biden to where they got $26 million out of the New York City fundraiser, which was going on pretty much at the same time as Trump went to the wake for a policeman that was killed in the line of duty in New York. And the contrast was obviously, you know, it played well with the Trump supporters. Both of those stories did. But, you know, you look at the at some of the stuff, the realities of politics and the political system, and you do have to, you know, 2 hours in the room at the Radio City Music Hall, and Biden walks out of there with checks for $26 million. And, okay, is that obscene? Yeah, it is. And so is Trump the smartest guy in the room? Because instead of doing something, he didn't even talk about Biden, Clinton, and Trump. All he did was say, I'm going to go to, I'm not paying attention to that, I'm going to this wake. So it's, you know, kind of a strike of brilliance on his part. At least that's the way I kind of read it. And that's the way the people who support Trump were playing it on the radio.
Oh, yeah, because that's called cherry picking. Trump going to the funeral of a fallen policeman doesn't make him a hero. It makes him clever in terms of an opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, the same guy that is not raising your obscene $26 million in one event at Radio City Music Hall is selling Bibles and to Christians.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's right.
So you should say Trump is actually, for that moment, the smartest crook in the room, not necessarily the smartest person in the
room. Well, look at what happened with the stock. Not that this is crooked, but that the social media company that he started was just because he was ticked off and he couldn't be on Facebook or whatever it was.
He needs money.
He started his own thing, and he goes public. And in one day, the guy's worth $4 billion more than he was the day before.
Yeah, and what about the people who've invested in that company? I wonder where they're going to wind up.
Well, you wonder how much the big donors are going to, you know, what do they get if Trump wins under the circumstance? Mm-hmm. It's the Trump Media and Technology Group now, I think the stock was kind of turbulent as we get to the end of the week, but still, people who went in, even the big investors went in toward the at the beginning, and then they'll sell it the second or third day.
Yeah, well, that's why these IPOs are very dangerous and are not necessarily rooted in any kind of solid economic, ground.
You
hope that the fate and fortune of investments in the stock market are based in some type of economic reality as opposed to being just totally gambling, which is what it has turned out to be in many cases.
All right, a related story to politics and Trump is the fate of Mike Lindell. I went back to advertising. I've said this, I've told this story on the air in a number of different ways, but I'm pretty frank about it. MyPillow is a good advertiser. A lot of us on the radio made a lot of money. Hannity was probably top of the list, but the folks at Radio America that had advertising, you know, there was a lot of money there. Because conservatives or right-wingers or whatever loved Mike Lindell, therefore they liked MyPillow, and he made a lot of money. Well, when he went off the deep end and was discredited for kind of unfair reasons, I mean, here's this guy and his statements. And then there's 1,500 people that work in his factory that may or may not agree with him, but they have jobs. And, you know, MyPillow is an important part of this town in Minnesota as far as jobs were concerned. Well, this week he's gotten evicted from the plant in the warehouse that he used because he can't pay his bills. And that's because of the people shunning him and his business because of his political points of view.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he says in an interview, the company's in great shape. No, it's not. And it's because of him and his activity. But it seems kind of sad, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of the way
it's sad for the people that are laid off. It's not necessarily sad for him.
No.
And, I mean, are you advocating that the government should move in?
No.
Are they too big to fail?
No,
should
not
they
at all.
I mean,
No, I'm advocating understanding that when you... even though you have a right to your political points of view, when it mixes with your business and it affects your business, you better look out.
Especially when your political point of view is unhinged BS.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Well, he had his own, his book went through his life and the drug problems that he had and his emotional problems and that kind of stuff. So, you know, maybe that's part of the story. But I just think there's a judge and he owes $5 million, apparently. And he also got, because he was sued by a bunch of people for the things that he said about Trump, he had another liability there. So
he said some pretty unhinged things.
Yeah, he did.
I
mean,
come on, I have proof here that you know he never did. He appears to be a con man.
Yes, I'd say that would be a good way of putting it. So I've decided I went back to running my pillow ads on the program, and then I just decided, you know what, I get too much negative reaction from people, so why bother?
You get negative reaction for running MyPillow ads?
Yes.
Yep. Right. Well, I mean, this is part of a democracy. Business. It's part of free enterprise. People have the right to vote with their dollars.
Of course.
I've never come out against people boycotting products based upon the political position of the company, because mm-hmm. that's part of the First Amendment.
Yep.
Some people see it as censorship and communism. Untrue. It's freedom. Mm-hmm. You have the right to spend your dollars in places and to support companies and people with whom you agree. And maybe people who run businesses that are supposed to appeal to a broad marketplace and have employees and have stockholders, perhaps they should be a little bit more careful with their tongues and their egos mm-hmm. when yep. it comes to politics. Maybe yep. that's the lesson that should be learned here.
All right, quick reminder about the interview with Joe Lieberman, which is the Michael Harrison interview this week. You can find out more about it at talkers.com. 48 past the hour here on The Countdown.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Sounds like another Jaws reference. All right. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to talk about what's new this weekend in theaters and also to make reference to Jaws in some way, shape, or form. All right, take it away, Chucker.
I always found this to be an interesting part of movie history, Doug. Today, March 29th, back in 1976, the Academy Awards aired that night, and these were the movies nominated for Best Picture. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Barry Lynn, London, Dog Day Afternoon, Nashville, and Jaws. All terrific movies. And the Oscar went for Best Picture, The One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which I can't argue because I love the film. Yeah. But in retrospect, I always felt like Jaws is the most generational of all those films. It has stood the test of time. It is an iconic movie. So somewhat in retrospect, I would have liked to see, if I could take a time machine back, sort of wish Jaws won the Oscar for Best Picture that night. Having said that, I don't think he was a serious contender.
No, because it wasn't
for actually winning, because they never gave big genre movies Oscars for Best Picture. But Cuckoo's Nest was a big hit also and a great movie, but interesting part of movie history.
I learned a lot about Steven Spielberg this week. I was in Hawaii and on the island of Kauai. Spielberg has spent oodles of time. Most of the outside shots of Jurassic Park were made on Kauai. There have been other movies that he's participated or has done and directed that have taken place on the island of Kauai. A lot of movies of different genres have been shot on Kauai because it's so remote, and the forestation, everything there, it was perfect for Jurassic Park, I can tell you that. So it's
really interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, what do we have that's coming out this weekend that's good?
Well, got a big genre movie, and it's Kong X Godzilla, The New Empire, tracking at around a $50 million opening weekend. But, you know, last night in the previews, Thursday, it did $8 million, so I think it'll blow past $50 million. Reviews are somewhat mixed. Some people say it doesn't have much of a story, but the people who like it really do like it a lot. You get what you pay for. Two iconic monsters fighting on the...
What can I watch? What's there?
You might like this. There's a movie... Liam Neeson has a new movie. It's called In the Land of Saints and Sinners, which is actually getting some of the best reviews for one of his movies in quite some time. I don't know how it'll register at the box office, but the reviews are really good, like 85% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. It's really, really, actually really strong to see. It's a really good performance.
So can I bring my grandson to see? I've already seen the Panda movie.
Well, I'm actually curious to see how Ghostbusters Frozen Empire holds up in its second weekend. Yeah. Is it gonna stabilize and have some legs for Sony so they can, you know, make another one in this franchise? Still has a solid fan base. Not like it was in the 80s, but it still has a solid fan base.
Yeah, but you haven't answered my question. Is there anything there that I can bring a 9-year-old to that will be that I'll feel safe about bringing, because I won't bring him if I don't.
9 years old, so bring him the Kong vs. Godzilla. What are you kidding?
No,
why not?
He's
got the mini Kong in it. He'll like it.
Okay, right. Halle Berry has recalled her doctor saying she had the worst case of herpes he'd ever seen. While she was making some movie, she was doing an interview with somebody called The Day of Unreasonable Conversation, and she told stories about her being perimenopausal and how the doctor took her symptoms for herpes. Do you think the public really wants to know this about stars? What do I care about that?
Are you talking about it? Stop.
Well, because I was kind of bringing it to your attention, everybody else's attention.
I got an interesting story. Give me your thoughts on this one.
Please.
A little bit surprising, but Paramount Pictures actively developing again Star Trek IV, hiring a screenwriter. They're going to bring back Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, and the rest of that reboot cast. It's been so long after the fact with COVID. I think it's been like 8 years or 9 years since the last installment. I'm sort of surprised. I thought they were terrific. I did.
Yeah, they were.
I am surprised they're going to stay with that cast. Usually they go in a different direction, but in this case it appears not the case.
Wasn't there some other reboot that was announced this week that seemed kind of weird as to why they'd go back there? And I didn't hear you. Yes, actually, I didn't. The last time I heard you.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Yeah, there's something else that's... It was very controversial. I wish I could remember it, so I probably shouldn't have brought it up, because what good is it if I can't tell you what it is?
It's called A Tease for Monday.
Yeah, okay, great. Plus, we'll have box office totals on Monday, for sure. A review of the Kong versus Long John
and the Mini Kong.
Whatever it is, okay, great. thanks, Chucker. Doug Stevan here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.